Today, UK inflation eases, but thanks mainly to base effects. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, the UK inflation number tumbled to the lowest level in 2 years, prompting investors perhaps to firm up bets that the Bank of England will be able to cut rates early next year. But of course, it's all about the base effects. In other words, a year ago, inflation was very high, thanks mainly to energy costs. Those are now dropped out, and that has pushed rates lower. Consumer prices actually rose 4.6% from a year earlier in October. That's down sharply from 6.7% in September. And whilst that's the slowest pace since 2021, according to the Office of National Statistics, the point is, of course, that prices are in fact still going up. Mind you, the figures will allow Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, to declare victory in his goal of cutting inflation in half in 2023, but it's all about the base effects. While it's welcome news that prices are no longer rising as quickly, we know many people are continuing to struggle, Sunak said in the statement. We must stay the course to continue to get inflation all the way back down to 2%. The drop was even sharper than the 4.7% reading that economists had anticipated, and it'll strengthen expectations that the Bank of England has finished raising interest rates and will refocus attention on a sharp slowdown in the economy. The pound slipped after the report, trading at around 1.2469. And in fact, there is similar speculation in the US, where traders on Tuesday raised bets on more rate hikes by the Federal Reserve after figures there show that inflation broadly slowed. After a record tightening spree, the European Central Bank has also probably reached peak rates as price pressures subside. Of course, in Australia, though, the RBA has been slow to lift rates and lifted recently, and the latest data there suggests that there may be more hikes in Australia. Today's data is unlikely to shift the dial for the Bank of England, with interest rates expected to remain at their current levels until the second half of next year, said Yael Siffin, chief economist at KPMG in the UK. While the drop in inflation will be welcomed by households, it is not in itself a signal of sustained inflationary easing, but rather reflects the lagged impacts of the fall in wholesale gas prices feeding through to energy bills. Exactly. Sunak made slashing inflation a priority in the wake of a 10.7% increase in prices in the final quarter of last year, and it remains a little more than double the Bank of England's 2% target. This month's reading marked the biggest drop since 1992, when inflation plunged from 7.1% to 4.7% as a boost to prices a year earlier fell out of the annual comparisons. The surge in prices stemmed from the then Chancellor of the Exchequer, Norman Lamont's 1991 budget, which included an increase in VAT and numerous duties. In the UK, both core and services inflation, which are being closely watched by the Bank of England for signs of underlying inflation, came in weaker than economists had expected. Core inflation, which strips out volatile energy and food prices, slowed to 5.7% from 6.1%, and there was no increase in consumer prices between September and October. Food prices were little changed on the month, after rising this time last year, while hotel prices fell, both helping to push inflation to its lowest rate for 2 years, the chief economist at the ONS said. The costs of goods leaving factories rose on the month, though, and the annual growth was slightly negative, led by petroleum and base metal products. The cost of electricity, natural gas and other domestic fuels fell 7% in October, compared to a 24.7% surge a year earlier, and food price inflation slowed to 10.1% from 12.3%, with prices gaining only 0.1% on the month. And the ONS also said that price increases in food and non-alcoholic drinks were one of the largest downward drags on inflation. The annual rate of inflation for housing and household services, which includes energy bills, was the lowest since 1950, the ONS said. Progress, though, is slow and suggests that the remaining distance to the 2% target will be a grind, and it's going to take probably at least another year to get there. As a result, interest rate cuts look very unlikely until the second half of 2024 at the absolute earliest, and it might take quite a lot longer. A narrow majority of the Bank of England have voted to keep interest rates steady at 5.25% in the last two meetings, with speculation building in financial markets about when it will pivot towards cuts. Currently, traders are expecting the first reduction in June next year, despite a darkening economic outlook. Officials, including the Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey and Chief Economist Hugh Pill, have made clear that rates will likely stay restrictive for an extended period. A return to the 2% target is unlikely until 2025, most economists and the central banks are forecasting. The strength of the labour market is still a major concern for policymakers after data on Tuesday suggests it's holding up in the face of a flatlining economy. Wages growth is still running at close to a record pace and unemployment is still low at 4.2%. Pipeline price pressures continue to ease and producer input costs slipped 2.6% from a year earlier. And the output prices, the cost of goods leaving the factory gates, fell 0.6%, which matched the largest drop in 3 years. So you can see here that all is not well in the UK economy. And although the headline inflation number is coming down, thanks essentially to the base effects a year ago dropping out, the underlying data is still looking pretty sick. And households continue to struggle. And it's worth just dwelling again on the rising costs of food, which continue to grind higher. The other unknown, of course, is what's going to happen to energy costs over the next few months. Will we get a very cold winter? Will the conflict in Ukraine or the Middle East boil up and create more pressures? So there are significant risks abounding. And frankly, the expectation of the Bank of England cutting interest rates in the first half of next year should be written down to zero and probably not much through to the end of next year. Therefore, interest rates will be higher for longer, and that will put more pressure on many households, particularly those with big mortgages. Despite the fact I noted today that a couple of lenders have actually now dropped some of their new mortgage rate offers down a little, trying to stoke a rather slow housing market. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.